The Mama Take Heart podcast with Rabrina Rettle is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Mama Take Heart, Understanding Your Gen Z Girl. I'm your host, Rabrina Rettle, here to help you be the compassionate, gospel-centered, and influential voice in your girl's life. Today, my guest is Candace Collins. Born and raised in South Georgia, now living in Austin, Texas, my old stomping grounds, Candace is a mom, self-proclaimed foodie, and podcast host of Elevating Their Impact, which highlights nonprofits making sustainable impacts on systemic issues around the world. Candace and her co-host, Erin, bring impactful stories of organizations and their clients to you each week, as well as ways to support them as a volunteer and financially. When Candace isn't in the kitchen trying out a new recipe with her daughter, she's spending her time writing, doing public speaking, and jamming out to 80s playlists that she can find. A girl after my own heart. Candace has a heart for reaching and impacting future generations, helping them realize their potential, as well as inspiring and encouraging fellow single moms on their motherhood journey. One thing I know that's not part of your official bio, but something that I'm interested in, is that you were a stylist for Stitch Fix.
I was, yes.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh my goodness, that is so cool.
Yeah, for the longest time, I feel like even as a small kid, which is so funny because I see it now in my daughter, like she's got to get her little bracelets and matching headbands and stuff for school every day. But I've just always loved fashion, like obsessed with Fashion Week and just creativity through clothing. And so, yeah, fast forward all those years, I got to do personal styling with Stitch Fix. And it was so cool because it was like I got to personalize the experience for every customer, you know, and really instill confidence and empowerment through clothes,
right.
You know, so it was a fun job for sure.
Wow. You know what? That sounds like a different episode.
Yes.
That sounds like something we might need to explore because teen girls, they like to express themselves and feel a sense of empowerment through their dress, hair, makeup, whatever. Huh. Well, Candace and I will talk about that offline.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Today, we are talking about cultivating a spirit of giving and service in our girls. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do. Of course, you can do things online and then in person. Here, locally, my kids in their class, they have I can't remember the name of the class, but it's like a government civil engagement class. When they were in high school, they had to have so many hours of volunteer work. A lot of times I would go with them to do the service. And even before then, though, we were service-oriented people. So, you know, I volunteered a lot. And I would always take my kids with me because I wanted them to see me doing it. And that it was just for them, it would just be a normal part of life. This is just what you do. Here we have the People City Mission. You know, it's our homeless shelter. And my daughter, she was also in Key Club, and her group created friendship bracelets for this place here called the Friendship Home for abused women. There's a lot of different ways to do it. So anyway, I wanted our guest, Candace, to kind of talk to us about that, since that is an area of expertise for you.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting that you've already mentioned the fact that you understand that there's value in your kids seeing you set that example. And I think that's probably one of the best things we can say to start this conversation off is, as parents, we have to lead the way, right? More is caught than taught. And so I can say all day long, hey, you need to do X, Y, and Z. But if I'm not modeling that, it's, I mean, come on, we know it. It's in one ear and out the other, and they roll their eyes, you know, but I think they don't also understand the real value behind it if it's just words. And so yeah, my daughter's seven, almost seven. And, you know, I think about at this young of an age, it's really easy to assume, okay, first of all, the fact that she is part of Gen Z, when I hear the term Gen Z, because right now they're all on TikTok and social media, and I'm like, oh my goodness, my kid is part of that generation. That's so crazy to think about.
Coming up.
Woo! But anyways, yeah, I think it's so easy to assume that even at such a young age, there's things that she can't understand or she can't grasp, you know, but I think we don't give our kids enough credit on what mm-hmm. they truly understand about the world around them. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing I would love to say is when we talk about giving and service, it's not always, it doesn't always have to be related to money. Right. I think sometimes we always assume that it's the financial piece, which we know that that can serve a huge purpose for a lot of organizations, for a lot of people, but time, your talents, your resources, like all of those things are all part of the spirit of giving and service. You know, I would say like one of the very first things that I have learned with my daughter is, you know, where we live, right? We've got these people that are our neighbors that we interact with, we walk by every single day. Sometimes we can think so wide that we forget mm-hmm. what's right in front of us. Mm-hmm. And so to always be looking for opportunities to just serve the people around you. And that's kind of what we've started with. It's like, this is our little bubble. And so she can literally be by my side all the time as we take meals to sick neighbors or give a neighbor a ride because something happened to her car, or, I mean, you know, just eyes and ears and being open and available for those mm-hmm. opportunities to serve. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that because I believe that too. I think a lot of people, and I've heard this specifically from young people, say, I want to do something big for Jesus. Mm-hmm. If you read the Gospels, Jesus did a lot of small things. Mm-hmm. Of course, he did big things because, you know, he's Jesus.
Right.
You know, healings and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, feeding the 5,000. But he was intentional about small things, too. And so I think that's important for people to understand that a little bit goes a long way. And personally, for me, I always think that if you touch one person, that person's going to touch another person and another and another. And we've seen that happen when people are in a drive-through lines and they'll say, oh, hey, I'm paying for the person behind me's coffee. And then it just continues to go, you know, so those little things do batter and they do accumulate.
Yeah.
But there was one thing that I thought was really interesting about you, if you would not mind sharing that post about what happened when you helped that older gentleman.
Yes.
Yeah, with the sword.
Oh my gosh, I'm like trying not to cry already just thinking about it. But yeah, I think that really just goes back to what I just said about, like, I think if we're always in a spirit of slowing down and listening and being present in what's going on around us, there are always opportunities to serve and to step up and to just be the hands and feet of Jesus. Mm. In so many small moments throughout our day. And I think you're right. I think there's this element of like, God really honors a lot of those things that are just happening that are small that we don't have to like always boast about or talk about. Right. But I had to share this story because goodness, it impacted, it wasn't even about me, but it blessed me in such a way that I'm like, here are three individual stories right now, all connected because God loves us so much. And so long, long story short, walking into the grocery store and saw this sweet older gentleman trying to get groceries into his car. And it was hot because we're in Texas and it's like,
The sun follows you on top of your head.
Literally on top of my head. Literally. And so I offered to help. I was like, you know, why don't you go ahead and get in and get the air going? He was in a wheelchair. Let me do the rest. And he was like, no. So it became this stubborn power struggle because I am as stubborn as they come. So is he apparently. And so we're kind of looking at each other, joking, like, just let me do it, you know? And so he eventually said yes. So I get groceries in and then I go up to the car because he calls me over and he gives me $20. And at that point, I'm like, I don't need the money, dude. I mean, sure, I could have bought a coffee or something. You know, part of me is like, nah, you know, but he was like, you won the first battle and I let you do my groceries. So I'm winning this one. I'm going to give you this $20 basically. And so I take the money. We say, you know, but then he says, how can I pray for you? And that's where it was like, oh, whoa, I'm sobbing. Cause it had been a hard week. And so for me to help him, for him, the intern asked how to pray for me.
Mm-hmm, to intercede for you.
It's huge. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, God, that was you. Done deal. Right. Walking in, I'm a sobbing mess. I blame it on, I'm going to say it was sweat, but I was a complete mess. Cut through the toy section on the way to the back of the store. And I overhear this parent and child discussing a toy that this child wanted. And the parent said, it's not in our budget. And for me, I talk a lot about our finances and budgeting and all that kind of stuff, because that's just part of where I feel like I've learned a lot as a single mom. So when I hear the word budget, it's like mm-hmm. a trigger for mm-hmm. me. And that stopped me in my tracks to hear that. And I'm like, oh, I mean, and it was so instant. Like I knew in that moment that I was just the carrier of that $20 bill from this sweet older guy to this precious child, like connecting generations. I mean, even just after the fact, I'm like, here's a way that God just connected top and bottom generations in this world, right here. And I get to be a witness to it. And so freaked the mom out a bit by saying, hey, I know this is weird. I know I'm supposed to buy this toy for your kiddo. And so, yeah, long story short, she let me give that $20 to pay for this toy for this kid to have a toy that they clearly hadn't stepped into the store expecting to have that day. And so, yeah, I just think, man, there were so many individual stories within that bigger story, but how can you not see that again, when God just allowed, like when we allow ourselves to slow down and heed to the Spirit, there's an opportunity to serve, to bless, to encourage. So I got to pray for that mom as well, you know, and it's just, yeah, just like you said, like, who knows what they went off and did after that because of that experience. I don't know, but I can't help but think something great continued to happen as a result.
That is a beautiful story. I just love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the passing it on. Something similar happened to me in a store. I could tell this woman was having a rough day, and she was taking a really long time at the cash register. So something was going on with her card or whatever. And of course, I was in a rush, because that's when it happens when you're in a rush.
Of course, yep.
But then I noticed she had formula, and I thought, oh, she has a baby at home. And so, you know, they were having trouble. The cashier had to call over the manager, and then there was something going on. I just walked up to her and I said, do you mind if I cover this for you? And then she looked at me in a very shocked way. She said, really? I said, yes. I said, I would not, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to cover this for you. And then she said, why would you do that? Like, she was so like, you know, like, this doesn't happen type of thing. And so I covered for her and I said, you know what? Because she said, I can pay you back. I said, no. I said, you know what? When you are in a better situation, you can do it for someone else.
Yep.
And she started crying. And then the cashier started crying.
I'm sure the cashier was like, what is happening in front of me right now?
Yes. And so I told her, don't worry about it. I said, I just want you to know God sees you. He sees you today. And so we just left it at that. And that was the end. And so, you know, sometimes even when you're in a rush, you're impatient. Once again, like you said, you heed the Spirit. Because God was telling me, calm down. You're going to get there. You know, you're going to get to where you need to go. Just calm down and turn your ear to what's going on here. Yeah. So I like that you said that there is a way, and you heed the Spirit, and the Spirit will, you know, talk to you and prompt you. To be the giver or to serve. And in that way, you are showing God's love to other people.
Yeah. And we all have, I mean, and that's just to circle it back to the original question. I mean, we all have something to offer. I'll tell you what, as a single mom, we have been on the receiving end more than I can count of just people. And again, me being stubborn, I like to not admit when I need help. I like to say no, all the things, right? But realizing I'm blocking their ability to bless us, mm-hmm. right? Like I can't interfere with that. And right. so I think for a long time, it was really hard for me to even know what I had to offer when it comes to serving and giving, because it's like, we're always the ones getting all the things. And even that, I'm like, oh, I feel so cringy saying it, but that's just the reality of our life, you know? But I think something like that, what happened at the grocery store, it's like, it took really no effort from me except to just offer an extra hand mm-hmm. and look how God turned into something big, you know? And when we share those kinds of stories, I'm all about storytelling, but when we share those kinds of stories, it really does, I think, motivate people to say, oh my goodness, what can I do? You know? And then we're modeling that for our children. And I think that's kind of where you can instill that heart of others, thinking of others in our kids is, I mean, it's like, there's no rocket science to it. You know, it's like Jesus gave us that model while he was here on earth, and love God, love others. And in that, it's just, it's not about me. Mm-hmm. It's about the people that God's intentionally placed around me, whether that's family, neighbors, random people at the grocery store, people at school. And the more that we can massage that peace in our kids in the day-to-day small things, when it comes time for them, when they're in high school, for instance, and they have to get 500 volunteer hours, it's not a chore. It's something they see the value in, because they understand it's not about them, and that there are people out there that have needs.
What I appreciate also is that you said that it doesn't necessarily have to be a financial need, but that you use your time, your resources, your skills, your talents. Mm-hmm. And so how can we, like in our girls, how do we recognize, you know, the skill or talent that they would be able to use to serve others? Because that's another way that if they're interested, they have an investment, because it's something they enjoy and they see that it brings other people joy. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of motivates them. But what do you think about that? Like how they can use their strengths in that area of service?
Yeah, I think there's multiple ways. You know, I think about my sweet little girl, and she loves drawing pictures. Like that is her jam. I mean, we've got it's all over the house. There's just crafts and supplies and everything everywhere. But even at this tiny of an age for her, like we had a friend who was sick. She drew a picture for them, just said, get well soon. So even that, it's like, here's something that I have that I love to do, and I'm going to use it to help bless someone else. You know, so it seems so small and simple and cute, but again, it's still like, it's instilling that heart of thinking of others. Here's something I've been gifted with her drawing for the sake of the conversation. Right. Mm-hmm. But as they get older, you know, maybe they love to read and they can go to a nursing home and read to older people that don't get visited. I mean, I know it's kind of weird with the COVID stuff right now. Right. But I mean, there's virtual versions of all that stuff. I feel like that there's plenty of opportunity in that, you know, or even when it comes to finances, if your kids, like I have my daughter do special chores, not her real chores. Like she's got her responsibilities around here, but she can make money doing extra things. But when she makes that money, we still take a chunk out of it that's just for the sake of giving and pray through opportunities that God may open up for her. I mean, it could be, you know, the Scholastic book fair is happening right now at her school. It could be literally like if there's a kid that can't afford a book from the book fair, go buy it for them, you know, or you know, I mean, there's just so many, but you know, teenage daughters, it's like even just sitting down and having that conversation, what is it like, what do you feel like you've been gifted with? What do you love to do? Like how what do you have to offer to others? And asking some of those questions to get them really thinking internally about how they've been created and gifted, what gets them excited. Mm-hmm. And then together you can say, all right, let's figure out how we can use that now to bless others. You know, some kids like to be outside. Is there a neighbor that needs their leaves raked, you know, or taking the trash from the house to the curb? Mm-hmm. And there's so many little things that I feel like kids can do, but we just have to have that conversation to help kind of open them up too. But just like you said too earlier, you know, there's organizations that you guys volunteer together as a family. So, I mean, there's so many organizations out there. And so even pulling together a list of organizations and seeing, okay, this website says they're doing a coloring night. We interviewed somebody that they just do like color nights, you know, and that helps bring awareness to their mission. There's just so much out there, but I think it starts with, hey, child, what do you love to do? What gets you excited? Now, how do you think you can use that to impact other people?
Yeah. Tutoring middle school kids, you know, something like that. And one thing I notice a lot of middle school girls in particular need, they need mentorship.
Yes.
Because it's a very confusing time and they're exposed to more things. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of helping them walk through the friendship issues start around that time. And, you know, so it's really confusing. So that is another thing that they can do, is just mentor another young girl who's kind of going through some things and use your own experiences to help speak to her. You know, how did you get through it? And maybe even be a support system if she doesn't necessarily have a support system at home. And another thing is, I'm a words of encouragement person. Mm. And like just little notes, little sticky notes or whatever. That used to get me, you know, going. If somebody wrote me a little note at school, I hang on to that note for a week.
I still have notes that people, like sticky notes that people have given me. Because, yeah, I'll just look at it from time to time and I'm like, that just touched my heart for that moment in time.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah, so these are good things for your girls to think about doing. But talk to us a little bit about your podcast and how you elevate. I really like that. You said you elevate those nonprofits.
Yeah.
So kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So yeah, elevating their impact. So these nonprofits, they're all tackling sustainable systemic issues. I mean, we cover the gamut, and these are global organizations, you know, some are local, some are national, and then we've got some that are all over the globe. And so really the heart behind it is, you know, Legacy Collective is basically just a giving circle. So you've got a bunch of donors and the money kind of all gets pooled. And then on a regular basis, donors can nominate certain nonprofits that are out there. Mm-hmm. And then there's a system where once we elect who gets these grants, we give these grants to these nonprofits. And so the podcast then is us interviewing these nonprofits that have received these grants and just hearing about what they did with the money. So it gives the donors an opportunity to hear all the way through what their dollars actually truly did. Because sometimes when we give, we have no clue where that money goes. We're giving because that's just our heart, right? Mm-hmm. But we rarely ever get to hear or see, like, this particular amount of money went to this particular thing. And a lot of times it could just be as simple as hiring a part-time person that then increases that nonprofit's opportunity to have a bigger impact in their community. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's facilities, it could be so many different things. And so, yeah, we're just getting to share the stories of what these nonprofits are doing and hearing real life examples of people that they're impacting through their nonprofit.
Yes, I thought I saw something that said that there was a nonprofit you had that's helping with the Afghan women and children.
Yes.
I thought that was interesting that was one of the nonprofits that you all are bringing to light, especially in everything that's going on right now in Afghanistan. But I appreciate everything you all are doing and how you're highlighting and for people to be able to give and to support and to help. And like you said, for them to be able to see what's happening full circle.
Yeah. And, you know, the value too is when you start to hear these individual stories, because we all have the things that get us excited, right? Like me being a self-proclaimed foodie, there was a few that we interviewed that, you know, helps bring people from high risk areas into a space where they get to learn all about the food industry and serve, you know, and that then helps them down the road when they graduate from school, you know? And so it's like, when you get to hear about these nonprofits, even if you're not part of Legacy's giving circle, you get the opportunity to say, oh, I really love the heart of this nonprofit. Now let me go over here and just give to them directly and be involved. mm-hmm. on my own with them particularly. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It just stimulates. It gives yes. you the awareness and then stimulates the giving.
Yep.
Well, this was a really good conversation. I thank you so much for joining us today on how to cultivate the spirit of giving in our girls. Mm-hmm. And is there a way that our listeners can connect with you or with your podcast?
Yeah, so you can find, you can go to legacycollective.org, Elevating Their Impact podcast, just for all of our episodes, details around that, and even just details around Legacy Collective. But if you want to contact me directly, I'm on all the social media areas. So Facebook, Instagram as Canace, C-A-N-N-A-C-E. My real name is Candice with a D, but that's my social media name. Or LinkedIn as Candice Collins as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And I will make sure the links are in the show notes.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Candace. I really appreciate the conversation.
Thank you.
Okay, moms. Remember, God is for you and you're not alone. With His Spirit, you are filled with courage and strength of purpose. So don't fret, Mama. Instead, take heart.
Mama Take Heart is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you liked what you just listened to, would you take a second and leave us a rating in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find our show. This podcast is produced by me, Kelly Givens, and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.